Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
And we're back. It's about 18 hours later.
18. It's like 4, right?
No.
I don't know. Ricky. You're listening to Foul Monkeys Podcast. We're doing another show from the car. We're on our way home now from after getting my tattoo completed. That girl is all up on her phone, text messaging, not even looking at the road.
This is at Raspberry Beret.
Oh, too soon.
I'm going to try to be like, for the next couple weeks, I'm going to try to be like a Prince song. If I can remember it. Hell, I can't even remember the name at the end of the fucking show.
Right.
And that's typically about an hour later.
Let's talk about the GoFundMe we just read about.
All right.
Let's go into it. Tell them.
So, Ricky starts talking about...
Somebody posted it. I can't remember.
Some
Dave or somebody posted it.
Some Lataqua chick posted a opened up a GoFundMe account. Excuse me. In looking for people to pay... For her to go to Minneapolis to Prince's funeral. There I said it.
So, the first thing is, how do you know his funeral is going to be public? Nobody knows that yet.
Well, it's probably not going to, the public is not going to be able to see him. One. Although, I don't know, though, because to be quite honest with you, he was all about his fans. Like, if you notice, like, a lot of, Paisley Park was very, like, open to the fans. I mean, like, he would invite people to come over.
Oh, was that the name of his,
compound?
Oh, yeah, I Paisley thought it was Park. Just the part of the city he lived in.
No. That's the name of his compound. Paisley Park Studios. And Shanahousen, Minneapolis, I think is what it's called. Anyway...
That's called the Chattahoochee, and that's in Tennessee.
No. So there may be some sort of, like, visual or...
Vigil.
No, I said it right, visual.
Well, that would require people seeing him. And you said people aren't going to be able to see him.
No, meaning, like, they'll put screens up on the outside.
Bitch, you meant vigil.
Vigil, visual, whatever. Same difference. Anyway,
I think that's all trash.
Probably. There ain't no mountains in Illinois.
No mountains.
In Illinois.
In Illinois.
So anyway, so she literally has put this up and
Describe the picture.
She's, first of all, in her description, she describes herself having a breakdown at Sam's Club singing Purple Rain. Because she was so distraught over his death.
Because he was supposed to come sing at her wedding.
He was supposed to come sing. Okay, and by... Okay, the song selection that she said he was supposed to sing at her wedding is totally appropriate. The song was Darling Nikki. Which is the most, like...
That's the dirtiest song.
It's, like, one of the most inappropriate songs to sing... Out loud anywhere.
Well, you know, but she got to masturbate to a magazine while she got married.
In a hotel lobby.
Right.
Anyway. So, before even reading the comments, when I saw her picture, I literally turned to Ricky and said, it literally looks like she's, like, smirking, like, laughing, and she sprayed water all over her face to make it look like she was crying. And sure enough, about 18 comments later, someone had said that. I was like, genius.
And I told Roger, I was like, you only have to read the comments. Don't look at anything else. The comments are hilarious.
The comments are, oh my God.
But this bitch has raised $1,500.
Well, she's, so she's looking for $3,000 worth in donations. Now, here's the problem. People need to understand that a GoFundMe account, you don't actually get the funds until you reach your goal. So if you want to set up a GoFundMe account and you actually want the money to be given to you, you want to set it down a little bit lower. And then that way, anything over that amount that you've raised, it's yours anyway. And at that point, you could do whatever the fuck you want with that money. Which I totally think, morally speaking, is so wrong. I mean, it's just wrong. Like, totes wrong.
But if you use the money for... Oh, if you use the money for something else, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to use the money for, like, charity or something... Okay, it's kind of... You shouldn't have done it that way. Like, you should have, you know, maybe gone through, like, the charity place or something. But anyway, some of the comments are fucking hilarious. I read you some, but
I'm pretty sure there's no charity that pays for people to go to funerals of famous people.
Right.
So, that's what she did.
Anyway, you know, people are fucking crazy in this world. I mean...
Did you see the story of the guy in Ohio that... killed the family execution style and shot a 5-day-old baby in the head? What the fuck is wrong with people?
Well, I heard about this, like, this massacre, but I thought the baby lived.
There were other babies in the house.
I mean, you know...
It's sad.
Sometimes you gotta get rid of witnesses.
No. That's not even funny, because of... I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's... I mean, you know, here's the thing I have to say. It's one less child we have to take care of.
No, you cannot say that. You cannot say that. But it doesn't matter if the baby was in foster care.
I'm just kidding. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
5-day-old baby.
Don't get your bloomers in a bunch.
Oh, and on Wednesday, Chicago celebrated its 1,000th person to be shot in the city.
You know, I saw that, and I literally was like, why do I want to live here?
Right. We have to question ourselves.
It's like, why do I continue to live in a city? And you know what the worst part about it is that yet the city is still not rated like the number one murder capital of the country.
No, what's sad is when the newspaper reached out to the police department, they're like, oh, we don't count individuals as shootings, just occurrences. And the Chicago Tribune was like, that's still 868 occurrences. And they're like, well, it's less than 1,000. No, all of that is bad.
All of it.
You can't. Rude.
You know, honestly, Chicago is... I feel like
I love the city, but it's becoming fucked up shit.
It's becoming...
The joke.
It's becoming a joke. Well, first of all, did you hear about, like, how on the Northwest side, there was fucking, like, 3... separate carjacking incidents, like all by where my mom used to live, like in that area.
Oh, really?
In that, not in my mom's actual right. area,
that
but in those areas over there, like Irving Park and Central.
In those areas.
I mean, what the fuck, dude? Literally, at like 9 o'clock at night, someone comes up to you and jacks your car.
I didn't even know like carjacking was a thing anymore.
I know.
I thought. People stop doing that.
You know, I don't know if they did, but that, I just, you know what, honestly, like, it really does make me question whether I want to continue to live here or not. Don't you want to get on 294?
It says I-290.
Really? To go to my aunt's house? Or is it to your house?
To your aunt's house. And we're going to follow this, because the last time it took longer because of traffic, remember?
Maybe that's why it's taking you that way. Anyway, I mean, I just think it's, like, the city's becoming hell of expensive. Like, I just heard on the radio, on the news, like, this week, Wednesday, maybe, or Thursday. No, it was Thursday. The average rental for a one-bedroom apartment.
Object on road ahead.
Not even a one, like, it's just, like, a studio. The average is $1,000. That's fucking insane.
And that's what, 400 square feet maybe?
That's, yeah, between 400 to 600 square feet. You're lucky if you got 600 square feet. But that, which is fine, like, I get it, a tiny house is about 400 square feet. But goddamn, it's a lot fucking cheaper to get a motherfucking small tiny house. You know, I've really been considering that recently. Like, just trying
to... The only thing is that you gotta find somewhere to put it around here.
Right, because there's no place... Like, I would have to find a lot in the city or in the surrounding area, buy the plot of land, and then build it there. But I have really considered it, because it's not that expensive to either have one made for you or to build it yourself. I think the only thing that I would have a problem with, because I'm not really... I don't know a lot about, electrical work and piping. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely want to have... I would definitely want to have a green house. So, I'd want it to have, solar paneling at the roof.
That's where it gets expensive.
Right, because that stuff is really expensive. But, I could skimp on other stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather have that, because that's going to save me money on energy.
You know, I watched all of the tiny house and the tiny house.
Yeah. On Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that too.
And the one girl that didn't want a bathroom or a kitchen in her place.
Right, she wanted an outhouse.
Huh?
She wanted the outhouse.
Yeah, I think she ended up getting a yurt.
Which I don't... That thing was so fucking ugly.
Tent.
I was like, that's not... Who wants to live like that?
A lot of people do in California. They have yurts everywhere.
But it doesn't make any sense. It's not even like... I get the whole... How about the fucking family of 18 that wanted to downsize to a family...
A 600 square feet.
A livable space for barely two people. I'm like, but I think that was more of a, this is a summer home retreat, like a retreat place.
No, because they moved from California to New York, like rural New York.
So they actually did move?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking insane.
Because her family was in that town in New York, and they wanted to all be closer.
We're talking about the same family? Are you talking about the one that actually wanted to... move her kids because they were on the phone and stuff. She wanted to bring them closer.
Yeah, they lived in California and they moved to New York.
That's fucking insane.
Because they were they didn't want them all going into their own separate rooms. They all wanted to be together.
That is...
Nasty, where are you going to be having sex?
Well, they're clearly not having sex is the problem.
Well, they have four kids, so they were doing something.
I don't get that. Oh, hello. I just don't understand that. Like, I even thought about buying a plot of land for my mom and I, and then building two separate homes for each of us. Like, you have your own space, and then I have my own space, but it's on the same plot of land.
And we can have a hallway that goes through it.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna have a lock on my house.
But I could do like a little... He's cute. Like, I could do like a little walkway between the two houses, so that way, and then put a fence around it, so that way it was enclosed.
Do you know one that I thought was cute? Is the same girl that went for the yurt is the same one that had the earth homes, like the pods.
Oh yeah,
that was cute.
Yeah,
it looked like you were in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but, I mean, or fucking like, I felt like Yoda was gonna pop out of one of those. I don't want something that could be washed up in the rain.
Well, I think they're permanent. They're made of concrete.
I don't. I just like. I mean, I don't know. It just. I don't know. I think at this point, I'm just trying to find a home. Period. Right. So, I'm thinking of
fucking live in a cave.
I'm like thinking of things that I could like. I'm sure that I could find.
You're so soft.
I'm sure I could find a piece of land. You know, somewhere where there's no house.
Well, yeah, but it's probably going to be $1 million for the land.
She's cute. No. Well. I mean, that's a problem. You're looking at least 150.
Maybe you could buy a tree and then put a tree house on it. And then, sexy. Like, whenever you want us to come over, you just give us smoke signals.
As my house is burning from a fucking tree. Because I burned a branch too many times. No, I actually, I actually thought about that because, like, that movement hasn't really sort of, like, it hasn't. We have one tiny house in our city, and do you know how much it went for when it was sold?
It's a condo, though, right?
No, it's a tiny house.
Oh.
But it's like it was. I think it was one of the only houses that survived the Chicago fire.
I don't want a house that old.
And it's, well, they modernized it, obviously. But the, you know, the structure itself is
probably for like $800,000.
Oh my god, it was literally like $1 million. I was like, that's fucking insane. But it was beautiful.
You know where the little house is at?
Where?
Down on the Chicago River. It's called the River Cottages.
Really?
They're real small. I'd never seen them because you can't see them from the road. You can only see them from the river.
Oh, I've never seen
them. They were really cool.
I want a modern one. Like, there was, you know, the one. So, do you remember the episode where the two people who lived on their fruit farm?
Yeah.
And they met those people?
That one was nice.
Oh, my God. I was like, shit. If I can get it for $120,000, girl, I can get me a nice house. I mean, because really, that's what it. I mean, it was. Those houses were big enough, I felt. Mm-hmm. I just needed to be somewhere close to work. Because nobody has time to drive hours and hours to work.
Maybe you could put one on campus in a tree.
You know that our...
well, whatever. Hospital campus.
Yes, they're in my area where I work at. There are people who actually build them.
Tree houses?
Mm-hmm. Not tree houses, tiny houses.
Oh.
And then what they do is that they're like... sell them, like one of the high schools builds them and then sells them and then, you know, gives them to like families and
so it's like projects for high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's like a charity thing.
Yeah. But you have to qualify. Maybe I should walk over there, throw on some really bad, go in the front of my house, throw my clothes and the dirt, rub it around a little bit, and then walk over there with my two dogs and be like, I need a home.
Oh, the ones that lived on the farm that had, like, the little doghouse built for their dog, too, to match their house.
So cute.
Tats, cat. Oh, but the tiny house builders, though, that guy is fucking annoying. Actually, we didn't watch the rest of the episodes because he was too annoying.
Who? What guy?
The tiny house builders.
Well,
There's tiny house hunters.
Oh,
and
no.
Tiny house builders.
Oh, I was watching the one. I watched both of them, and I know what you're talking about. The one... When the one... Are you talking about the...
He, like, talking like, whoa.
Yeah, the guy, like, him and his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was weird. But they were, like, redneck hot.
They weren't even redneck. They were, like, from Maine.
I mean, you can still get redneck over there. Anyway, yeah, I'm just...
Do we have any people that from Maine that listen to the show?
I don't know. I just want to... that would be so cool to have your own... space that big. Like, I think it's so doable. My first condo was only like, I think my first condo, I think square footage wise, I think it was like maybe close to 700 square feet.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a little under 700, or I think it was like 600.
Well, just so you have it set up so it's functional.
Oh my god, like, great. The guy with that, with the couple from the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So I went onto their website to look at their, like, homes or whatever. Uh-huh. And I loved it because they have, like, what with the stair, like, that's the one thing that I am all about. Like, if I'm gonna live in a tiny house, I want it to be functional.
So I need to get off the 18B.
So if I'm gonna have, like, stairs, I want them to have, like, cabinets and shit as you go up. So that way, it's like, I have enough space and yada yada. Oh, girl, you better hurry up. Anyway, that's what I would like.
Sorry, we're in traffic, so, and I get a little nerves.
He gets a little nervies.
I don't even think I've been in this part of the city before. Are we even in the city yet?
No, we're not close to the city.
Oh.
We're in a suburb. We're in a burb.
We're in a burp.
We is in a burp.
What else can we talk about?
Anyways. I need to find... I need to figure...
We have the live show coming out.
Yeah, we do. We have a live show next week.
April 29th, Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time.
Red light camera reported ahead.
So you'll probably hear... You will probably hear this episode the night before the live show. So remember.
Probably so, yeah. I think we're going to try to take calls.
Oh,
and
God.
Try to keep up with the chat room. It's hard.
That's my nightmare.
But we haven't done a live show in a while. This is the song that... stole from Mariah, right?
If this is the remix, no. Oh, yes. This would also be the... Because the idea was the remix, too. Anyway, I think I need to look into that. Like, I need to look into how much it would be to find a plot of land. And even if it takes a couple years to build, like, I wouldn't actually mind building part of it myself.
Oh, my God. You could go through the alleyways and get all your parts that you need in. I'm pretty sure what that truck is doing is illegal.
Totally illegal. I mean, it's literally making a U-turn in the middle of the fucking street. You know what, too? You know what I would actually like to get? I would actually like to get two of those metal train thingies. What are those called?
The cars?
Yeah, like the metal, you know, the you know how the Starbucks... In Rogers
Park.
Oh, the
storage units.
The storage units.
Yeah.
The big, huge metal storage units. Like,
people make houses out of those.
Yeah, that's what I would love, one of those. Like, one at the very bottom for the first floor, and then one at the very top for the second floor. That would be awesome.
That Starbucks is pretty cool.
Watch it, because this...
What happened? No, it's not. I didn't even see him.
Because he's a fucking idiot. Ugh, anyway. All right, well... You know, I guess this conversation is over.
anything else we want to talk about?
No, Friday, April 29th. Be there, be square.
Be square.
8 o'clock, Central Standard Time. 6, 7, 8, and 9.
At your local times.
Yes. Yas, queen, yas.
Yas.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, we're going to be hanging out with listener Brennan and his boyfriend Brandon.
When?
We're going to go see Dolly Parton, remember?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't...
I told you to get into Dolly.
No, when is this happening again?
It's like August.
Oh, girl.
It's a while.
Wait. It's a while before we go there.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be fun.
What else we got going on?
You know, and we apologize for these shows. They're awful.
Oh, it's like horrible. Oh, what's all this?
Oh, I was going to say that we were recording.
All right, we're going to go.
Deuces.
We love you.
This
see
is
you next
Raspberry
Friday.
Beret. Bye-bye
see us
now.
Next Friday, 10th year anniversary.
What? Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be.